The Democrats spend half their time complaining about procedural things, and the real meat that should be being examined here in all of these nominees sort of gets left untouched. And that's really a frightening part of all of this. You know, you've had several senators say, I think that we should be doing more scrutiny of someone that's going to be in charge of our national security, our education policy. And the Republicans say, oh, no, we're just going to do one round of it. People should go online and watch Senator Warren, her debate from this hearing with Lamar Alexander over the issue of why they wouldn't let them do a second round.
Ask a second round of questions.
Right, of Betsy DeVos.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after the short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Thursday, February 2nd, 2017, and we are talking about some concerns. Today is the day of concerns. I've mentioned my cautious optimism regarding the Trump administration, but there are a number of provocative concerns that remain, and so far we've been hearing, we heard for most of the first hour from Jeremy Scahill in his web exclusive interview over at Democracy Now with Amy Goodman. And that interview again is titled Jeremy Scahill on Trump Team, a cabal of religious extremists, privatization advocates, and racists. And you heard him clarify, including saying it's really a cabal of legitimized criminals, to preface the title of that segment on Democracy Now. Anyway, there are a few minutes left. We're going to play that, and we'll talk more about this. We'll open up the phone lines and all that good stuff. So here's the conclusion of that interview.
And Lamar Alexander basically has no answer for her. Warren, who is a celebrated law professor, says, I don't know of any time in history when senators or representatives have asked for a second round of questioning and have been denied. And Lamar Alexander says, well, you're an esteemed law professor, and I wouldn't want to argue with you about any of this stuff, but I will just say, and then he's just like, that's how we're doing it. As they just make it up as they go along. And the point I'm making is that I think we're going to see a tremendous amount of this in the years ahead. Are they going to let journalists in the White House? Is there going to be a Freedom of Information Act anymore? If there is, are they going to comply with it?
Well, that's very important what you say. If people haven't been following this controversy, that they're saying that they will no longer have the White House press pool in the White House. They might put them in the old executive office building
right.
next door because there's more room because Donald Trump believes in expanding the media, they said, and then more journalists would
right.
be able to be there.
Maybe he could just do his press briefings in front of paid actors like he does at his rallies, or he could bring a biker gang in instead of the press, and then they could just all tweet about this. But I will say, though, in general, as you know from your experience, we both have limited experience going to these official things, but most of the reporters that sit in that press room don't ever ask anything worth, you know, asking. That's changing a bit now. You know, Jim Acosta sounded a lot like Amy Goodman at the press conference where he was just refusing to stop asking Trump questions.
And imagine if every reporter after that had said, I won't, when he called on them, I defer to Jim Acosta,
right.
or simply repeat his question.
Right. And then Trump will say, well, oh no, CNN, fake news, New York Times, fake news, BuzzFeed, fake news. Let's see, there's a news organization called Cheddar, which broadcasts on Twitter. Oh, I'll call on
you.
No,
actually what he did do when he would not take Jim Acosta's question is go to the next person, to Breitbart News. That was the person he immediately turned to.
That is, it's real news because you feel that it's true. I mean, that's the whole thing they're pointing. Facts don't matter. It's what you feel is true. And I think that's a big part. That explains a big part of Trump's victory. But one good that could come of this, and I think Trump's making a huge strategic mistake if he kicks those corporate reporters out of the White House, is that we might actually see these reporters develop very strong spines and actually go after this administration. The problem is, will they keep those lessons the next time a Democrat is in office? History would say no, but
or even when Donald Trump, if he were to just tone down his attacks on them.
Yeah.
If he moves it anywhere else, there is always that push. I see it over and over again in a Republican and Democratic administrations to cozy up to power.
No, yeah, they'll do. You know, they'll start giving.
But he has set his sights on them, so he makes it impossible for them to do that.
He has, although I do think that I think Trump is so thin-skinned that I do not think. And just for so long, you see how he is faking his own press person and calling and putting on a different voice on the phone when he's calling.
That.
Well, this story came out, in the Washington Post a couple of months ago, revealing that Trump there were recordings of Trump calling journalists and pretending to not be Trump himself, but to be Trump's non-existent PR person. And Trump still to this day sort of denies it. But if you look at how he responds to the Saturday Night Live skits, how he operates on Twitter, he'll argue with random, bots on Twitter. This guy's the president of the United States. So when reporters ask even the most mild of confrontational questions of him, he treats it as, I'm going to go to war against you personally. And it's a very effective strategy. They have convinced they're a huge swath of the population that everything that CNN and other places do is fake news. And it's been a very effective campaign to basically say what's really true is what I directly tell you and how we feel that the Mexicans are taking all of your jobs. You know, we feel that gay people are ruining our country. We feel that Islam is, you know, needs to be destroyed as a religion. And who feels those things? Well, a certain segment of the population feels those things, even if they're scientifically provable as false. That's the world we live in now. It's really masterful.
Jeremy Scahill, a longtime investigative reporter, was a producer at Democracy Now!, now the co-founder of Intercept, author of a new article, which we'll link to. Notorious mercenary Eric Prince is advising Trump from the shadows. As he talks about Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater and the brother of the current education secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos. Jeremy is host of the new weekly podcast, Intercepted, which premieres on January 25th. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us. To see part one of our conversation,
there you go.
Go to Democracy.
That's the interview. So a lot was said again. As I prefaced, Jeremy Scahill holds largely to the facts, though at the end there he kind of departs a little bit, suggesting that the Trump administration has convinced a large swath of the population that whatever they say is true, while, as he put it, they have convinced a huge swath of the population that everything that CNN and other places do is fake news. But that's a bit sensational. But there are concerns, and some of those in particular we'll circle back around to. It's interesting he mentioned privatization concerns, particularly in education and with Betsy DeVos. That's a very valid concern. That's a sleeper concern that most people don't see, I don't think, effectively. For more on that, I would say listen to Charlotte Isserby on charter schools, and perhaps we'll come back to that. We'll have to, because, again, that's an issue that I don't think most people see as quite the Trojan horse that it is. The privatization of schooling will effectively remove the purse strings for education entirely from the local community, and the upper middle class has been targeted with charter schools in an effort to draw in influential people and communities around the country. And once there is critical mass achieved, so to speak, at that point it'll all be over except the crying for schools. There are a number of initiatives that would seek to uproot and once and for all abridge local control of schooling and particularly public schooling, as Charlotte Isserby has observed. So far, there is still some control in the local communities, which is where control should remain, so that it isn't just entirely a propaganda outlet and a mind control and caste society combine. But again, we'll come back to that issue, privatization concerns, particularly in education. And again, you know, we're kind of glossing over now as we're getting into second and third generation and so on, eras of draconian, authoritarian overreach from Bush to Obama and now to Trump. One of the most shocking examples that I want to come back to, because we probably don't have time for it today, is the narrative that is parallel to some of what Jeremy Scahill was talking about, that includes the extreme vetting executive order. And I think it's interesting that on January 25th, Alex Norasta over at Cato, the Cato Institute, published an article titled "Little National Security Benefit to Trump's Executive Order on Immigration." And he opened with the words, "Tomorrow, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order enacting a 30-day suspension of all visas for nationals from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Foreigners from those seven nations have killed zero Americans in terrorist attacks on U.S. soil between 1975 and the end of 2015. And he concludes the article with the words, "The annual chance of an American dying in a terrorist attack committed by a refugee is 1 in 3.6 billion. Though I would argue the threat still exists, and it's a different world than it was in 1975 through the end of 2015. But continuing to the end of the piece, Alex writes, "President Trump tweeted earlier this week, that executive orders were intended to improve national security by reducing the terrorist threat. However, a rational evaluation of national security threats is not the basis for Trump's orders, as the risk is fairly small, but the cost is great. The measures taken here will have virtually no effect on improving U.S. national security. And he goes further in a piece published the following day titled Guide to Trump's Executive Order to Limit Migration for National Security Reasons. And backs it up with, I believe that is actually a study, effectively. He publishes the numbers of foreign-born terrorists, country of origin from 1975 through 2015. And the murders committed by those folks, percentage of terrorists, percentage of murders. And, of course, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and your United Arab Emirates are, as I said earlier, overwhelmingly responsible, 94.1%. In fact, together they accounted for 94.1% of all American deaths in terror attacks on U.S. soil committed by the foreign-born, which is interesting. So why then are those countries, remember we keep hearing 17 of 19 of the 9/11 hijackers were Saudis, and so we have to wonder then, why do we keep overlooking, glossing over that part of this narrative? It's fascinating. You know, lately we've been hearing again, as I said, that the seven countries don't include the alleged 9/11 hijackers, 17 and 19 of which were Saudis, including bin Laden himself. So why aren't the other countries on the list of high-risk countries? Not to mention, why aren't we returning to the obvious question surrounding the invasion of Iraq, which Donald Trump said he didn't support, but subsequent to his inauguration now says, remember at CIA headquarters on Saturday, the 21st of January, we might go back and get the oil? As Jeremy Scahill pointed out, that's a paradoxical schizophrenia, it would seem. An invasion, the Iraq invasion, based on the lie of weapons of mass destruction, which were never found, obviously, because they didn't exist. And as later revealed by General Wesley Clark in his March 2nd, 2007 Democracy Now! Interview, and as he later clarified in his October 3rd, 2000 Commonwealth Club interview, which we played an extensive clip of that on this broadcast, as part of what General Wesley Clark describes as a Bush administration policy coup, Iraq was one of seven countries. Those seven countries, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran, that were targeted by the neocon Wolfowitz doctrine, itself an extension of the Yanan plan. And, you know, we need to come back to that at some point. Why haven't we circled back around? There is so much evidence that proves that there was a complex layer of criminology at work. Layers of complexity and criminology at work in the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. I've mentioned several times RL33627. The Congressional Research Service report titled NATO and Afghanistan attests to the Transatlantic Alliance. And it's interesting how the October 2008 version just seems to want to go away, but it's the one that includes the most scandalous summary, in my opinion. The summary of the 2008 version began with the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan, is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. Subsequent additions edit that to say the mission of NATO in Afghanistan is seen by many as a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities, and the narrative is softened from there much more as well. But As the summary points out, in all cases, the purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan, a test of the political will and military capabilities of the alliance. Really? A training exercise? That's what Afghanistan is all about? We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. This is right.
Happy days.
This is right. Just me. This is right.
All right, welcome back. I don't want to get too far off track because we need to, we'll need to come back to this. But the point that I want to make, that I want you to think about for your own perusal, is this. I mentioned the two Cato Institute articles by Alex Marasta, published January 25th and 26th, respectively. Then January 27th, of course, Trump's extreme vetting executive order was issued, as predicted by Alex Marasta and others. It doesn't deal with the country specifically responsible for 94.1% of the American deaths and terrorist attacks on U.S. soil committed by the foreign-born, 94.1%. And that's interesting. Those three countries are peculiarly left out of this discussion time and time again. Rhetorically speaking, why is that? But what I want to focus on here, and then we'll go to the phones, is so January 27th, the executive order is issued. January 29th, we have the botched raid. And then 2 days later, during the White House press briefing, Sean Spicer stated no American citizen will ever be targeted by the Trump administration in raids against terror suspects. Remember, no American citizen will ever be targeted. So was it a twist of irony that Anwar al-Awlaki's 8-year-old daughter, Nawar al-Awlaki, also known as Nora, was killed in the botched raid in southern Yemen, which also took the life of Navy SEAL Team 6 member Chief Petty Officer William Ryan Owens, a raid conducted just 2 days earlier, prior to Spicer's statement on Sunday, January 29th, 2 days after the Trump administration hastily issued the executive order. Could the executive order have been preemptive regarding Sunday's strike is my question. And the raid once again conducted by the Super Secret Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, a raid which also claimed the lives of several women and other children. There were unofficial accounts initially, but according to medics at the scene, around 30 people, including 10 women and children, were killed. A raid in which, by the way, almost everything went wrong, according to a senior U.S. military official, in spite of the fact the White House and the military describe it as a success. According to the official CENTCOM statement, casualties may include children, which is a particular twist of irony when you consider that the American military or the United States military, United States government, have repeatedly talked about Al-Qaeda factions being not bashful about using, putting women and children in the crossfire. It's interesting that we have this happening. Dr. Nasser al-Awlaki, the father of Anwar, grandfather of Nora, and Yemen's former agriculture minister, told NPR the U.S. Is committing, he said USA actually, USA is committing crimes, especially under this new administration. That's interesting. It's less than 2 weeks into this new administration, and he says this. He said the American forces attacked a village at midnight with women and children sleeping. These actions really make things difficult in the world, he said. They, the SEALs, entered another house and killed everybody in it, including all the women. They burned the house. There's an assumption there was a woman in the house from Saudi Arabia who was with Al-Qaeda. All we know, he said, is that she was a children's teacher. The child's mother, Anwar al-Awlaki's widow, survived the raid with a minor wound, according to Nasser. However, Alaki's brother-in-law was killed in the raid. The death toll varies, but it's a botched raid. Anyway, we'll go to the phones after this short break. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Give you a little bit of the history and background. One of the stories that we don't hear, again, you know, we hear about the unfortunate death of Navy SEAL Team 6 member Chief Petty Officer William Ryan Owens, and it is unfortunate, but it's no less fortunate or no more unfortunate than the death of anyone else. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons, nor should we be, but we are convinced to subscribe to this otherizing narrative, a narrative that has been on the rise for more than 200 years. And it ties back to this conflict that we're talking about in ways that I won't get into right now, the Salafist, Wahhabist, Deobandi narratives, etc., etc., those being used as a social virus. But again, I won't get into that. What is clear, though, I think, is that the death of 3 Al-Awlaki family members, Anwar, his 8-year-old daughter now and his 16-year-old son, who was killed also 2 weeks after Anwar al-Awlaki was killed, also killed in a drone strike. You'll recall two generations and three al-Awlaki folks, Americans essentially, targeted and not given the benefit of due process of law. Two of them killed in drone strikes, one killed in a botched raid now. So my question is, was the executive order, which was issued 2 days and seemed to be hasty, ill-conceived, irrational, according to most accounts, most lucid and well-informed accounts, was it preemptive with the raid in view? Was Yemen a country hidden in that list of seven in this case that prevented any kind of blowback, or would further pressurize the political cauldron, if you will? Because if you go back to the Gitmo issue and the detainees, for example, a number of those detainees were Yemeni folks who were detained without charge for over a decade. And what will that do to the political cauldron? Think about what that would do for you if you were released 10 plus years later after being held without charge, tortured in some cases. What would your country say to that and to these things that keep happening, to the repeated drone strikes of the Obama administration, now this, less than 2 weeks into the Trump administration? Think about it. We'll talk more about that in the coming days and weeks, but suffice it to say, I think these are some of the concerns that we should have with regard to the Trump administration. Let's go to the phones and grab Wes in Idaho. Wes, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Chris. Greetings.
Hey, Wes.
Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, one white Anglo-Saxon Protestant to another, I think. Have I noticed a change in your tone about Donald Trump? It was just 4 or 5 days ago you were saying he's a Manchurian candidate. I was going to point out is the words of wake up, smash the Fed, or America is to serve God, or save this republic, or putting a portrait of Andrew smash, I killed Bank Jackson in his front room. Is that a sign of a Manchurian candidate?
It's possible, sure. Absolutely. A man of the people who endears himself to the people, ingratiates himself to the people somewhat, and then in somewhat disingenuous fashion, then kind of turns on some of those sound bites. Yeah, it's very possible, I would say. Which
really?
Is why I remain cautiously optimistic.
Really? On the subject of Sally Hemings and Thomas Jefferson, I start out here in 1998, a scientific journal, Nature, accused that, or alleged that DNA confirmed Father Thomas Jefferson fathered at least one of Sally Hemings' children, and they retracted this and another allegation very similar, but it never got the front page. It was in the back page, and of course there's a Hollywood movie as well. I think these words right here, short words, will conclude issue. It comes from the Jefferson Hemings Scholarship Commission, which is made up of eminent historians and scholars. They released their 565-page report in April of 2001. Here it is in short. Our individual conclusions range from serious skepticism about the charge to a conviction that is almost certainly false. That's right. Renee has a Kodak picture of Sally Hemings' children, and she, with her eminent feminine intuition can see that it's Thomas Jefferson knows. Hello?
Well, you know, Wes, I would say we're all entitled to our opinion. One of the things that I really try to, I pride myself on this broadcast is that we all have our a fair opportunity to voice our opinion, and she does just like you do. And I would appreciate it if we would all maintain proper decorum and not chip away at each other and avoid backbiting and the like. Because I think really at the end of the day, we're all fighting for the same common cause, which I think is best summarized in Jefferson's words that I keep referring back to from his more general diffusion of knowledge, that being to protect individuals, Americans, particularly in this case, in the free exercise of their natural rights. I think we're all fighting for that, and I think we should, you know, not lose sight of that.
I did not just cite my opinion. I cited the Jefferson Hemings Scholarship Commission of eminent historians and scholars. That's what I cited. I did not
understand.
But that was placed
with your contempt, I would say, for for Renee's opinion or the comments that she made, and that is not a citation. That is your opinion.
It's called righteous indignation, just like
I would challenge that notion.
Yeah, just
again,
like Jesus.
If we want to talk scripture, I would refer back, as I did previously, to Titus chapter 3, verse 9, 10, and 11. So, I don't think the controversy and the factions are productive. In fact, I think they're counterproductive, and I think that we have been manipulated and conditioned to operate in that sort of fashion in the society. That's exactly what I try to prevent on this broadcast. I don't think faction and divisiveness is productive. In fact, I think history has proven for the past 200 plus years it's very counterproductive, and usually we are conditioned to be factious and divisive for that very reason, or that very purpose, to divide us amongst ourselves, to splinter us who would come together otherwise in common cause and try to work together to right the wrongs of our society, and again, in Jeffersonian fashion, to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. Isn't that what we're really all trying to do at the end of the day?
My model is Jesus Christ when he went and whipped the money changers and turned over the tables, and then he got himself crucified 3 days after that. And that is exactly what Donald Trump is looking at right now. If he wants to do what Jesus Christ did, he is facing one heck of a monstrous power, and he needs our support. Now,
sure.
I would like to point out that Tom Lockfaro did a thing here a couple of days in tribute to Lavoy Finicum, who was killed just a year ago. But then we have Renee call up and say, hey, what about Tamar Rice? Isn't he as important as Lavoy Finicum? She can't even remember his name. Anyway, Tamar Rice was pointing a gun at people walking by, and that is why he got killed. In contrast, Lavoy Finicum was standing up for your rights, my rights, and Renee's rights, and the government murdered him just for that reason. He was confronting evil power. Now, am I supposed to to think Jesus, my Tamar Rice, he would have probably grown up to find out the cure to cancer. No, he would have probably done what so many other black boys is age to.
You asked a specific question about some of Donald Trump's earlier remarks, and I would remind you that he spoke out against Goldman Sachs, for example. Remember that? You pointed out his remarks about the Federal Reserve, which I think are well observed, but he also was very he spoke very unfavorably about Goldman Sachs. He even used the soundbite "drain the cat, the swamp," and Chuck Schumer has turned that soundbite on its ear, that slogan, and referred to the Trump cabinet, which includes six Goldman, former Goldman Sachs folks, high level, high profile, as the swamp cabinet. So there is controversy, and that's my point. We don't need to be backbiting and so forth, and we're running out of time. So we're going to have to probably continue this. We'll table and continue it later. I appreciate your call, Wes, as always. And truly, you know, I don't think that the controversy and backbiting is productive. So I would strongly encourage folks to refrain from it. We are conditioned to do this in America. Let's not do that. Let's not destroy ourselves. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
For one, to not backbite, I'd like to thank Renee because she prompted me to go revisit Jefferson's query 14 in his notes of on Virginia. And I suggest people read that. But I wanted to discuss about some of the opinions on our foreign policy, and the one being that I don't think the reason for our venture into Iraq was to get the oil. It was to keep the oil off market and to artificially drive up oil prices. I see the world as awash in oil. And the problem with oil prices is there's too much. We're awash with oil, and that's not good for Halliburton or Exxon or any of the CEOs in
right. Artificial in the field. Inflation in similar form to the diamond market, essentially, is kind of among others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now with Afghanistan, it is and was all about the control of the heroin market. And if you notice with the CIA, I argue that the CIA is either absolutely incompetent or obviously trying to raise its own money through the black budget by shipping in, controlling, and getting that heroin to Western markets. Because the fact of the matter is they have the knowledge, the ability to infiltrate and track those heroin producers to know when the shipments are getting sent out to Europe or to the United States and to stop that. But they don't. So, you know, such an easy operation for the CIA to interdict, obviously, and that they don't shows they want it to be that way.
Exactly.
And you know, and if you think... Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
No, and I'm just wondering, where do we get the opiates for the oxycodones and the oxycontins that everybody's hooked on? I mean, is that partially legally grown in Afghanistan or sent here, or do we get them from other sources?
It's a good question. I don't know. Couldn't say definitively at this point. I wouldn't want to speculate, but yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, and can I make one or two more comments just about grand strategy, which is a thought, sure, I've had lately. You know, if one of the reasons to rule the world is to divide and rule, right? The fact of the matter is 85% of all Muslims are Sunnis, and the Shiites are only a scant 15 to 10% of the Muslim population. Wouldn't it be smarter for the Western people to promote the Shiite religion and to get that to expand, so then you can counterbalance the Sunnis? And this is what I think is ridiculous about waging war against Iran. You know, the fact of the matter is the Iranians are, you know, more mature, not as meddlesome. They're not really the ones driving the truck bombs, you know.
Well, absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, one of the things that's been noted in recent history that is that in Iraq during Saddam Hussein's reign, Sunnis and Shias lived together in peace, and there really was very little to no conflict. It's only Western involvement and coordinated, particularly through Saudi Arabia and some of those other Middle Eastern countries that we know, you know, Qatar, Turkey, Pakistan, and others, Egypt, that help to galvanize that radical element. The ideology comes predominantly from Saudi Arabia and then is pumped into these neighboring states that are sympathetic to that jihadist cause in some fashion or another. And that typically includes Western coordination. It was, what was a British study, I think about 3 years ago, that found that about 77% of the arms that seem to find their way into the hands of these jihadist groups, Al-Qaeda factions, have property of the United States government stamped on them. So does that keep happening by accident? Are they just that good at intercepting airdrops, or is there more to the story? Is Seymour Hersh's rat line something we should be investigating? Stick around. I'll be right back, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast, and we're on the phones. We have Paul in New Jersey on the line. Paul, did you have one more point that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I do. Actually, during the Iraq War, there was basically a calming down period around in 2000, end of 2005 and into the beginning of 2006. Then there was a destruction of the Golden Dome of Samarra, right? And after that, and that caused, really, that was the beginning of the big Shiite-Sunni conflict. And I think that was intentional. I think that was Western-driven. I think that was probably with the Zionist and the neocon kind of agenda to start off the conflict, Muslim-Muslim conflict between each other.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
Yeah, and so what my point being is that in a global grand strategy way of looking at things that these devil neocons might look, it doesn't behoove us to make Iran an enemy. And so I'm hoping this whole Iranian tension issue is just showmanship to placate the Sunnis and make it sound like the Sunnis that we're on their side. But the fact of the matter is, I think Iran should be left alone in their region and let them have their sphere of influence, and we should stay out of it.
I agree. I mean, whatever happened to commerce with all, entangling alliances with none? And speaking of the concerns with Iran, that's on my list of concerns that I want to address at some point. And I would refer folks back to retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner's interview with Wolf Blitzer on CNN Situation Report back in, I think, September of 2006, when he told Wolf Blitzer unequivocally that we had already been conducting operations inside Iran for at least 18 months. And he said repeatedly, the evidence is overwhelming. And, we come forward. I mean, thinking about that and reflecting on the Wolfowitz doctrine, the list of seven countries in 5 years and so forth. I mean, I hope you're right too. But at the same time, I'm very nervous that all of that kind of dovetails together, unfortunately.
Let's hope we just keep the peace in the region. And as you said, follow the lead of our founders and just do open trade, free trade, meet them at the ports and stop meddling in their internal affairs.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right, yep.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate your call. As always, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, I appreciate it. What a broadcast. So much to address, but I'll stick to the reason I called. With Prince and with this DeVos, these people are Reformed theology Christians.
Yep.
Many of them are dominionists. They're living the Old Testament and the New Testament, in my opinion, Chris, simultaneously. They're doing what God directed David to do, kill them all and eliminate the problem, when that's not the case. God doesn't need our help to bring his kingdom to earth, and these people are dominionists. It is it's a twisted offshoot of what Christ would want, because, look, it is not his will that any perish. And you're talking about killing people. I've seen on one of the channels on cable before I got rid of it. These people were killing people just to cut their fingers off and put them on a necklace.
Yeah.
It's barbarian. Yeah. That is not what war is about. It is about natural resources, about money. And here's the thing. This guy he started Blackwater, now he's got this other company. There's another one out for hire. Murder for hire, folks. It's called the Titan Templars. And if you understand who the Templars are, and you knew who the Titans were, you know, these myths that weren't myths, these were Titans, these were demigods.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.